The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au or on the Podcast One app.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our catch-up podcast for Southern Volkswagen.
Main South Road, Ranella.
They're closer than you think.
104.7 Triple M.
Oh, Roo, so much to talk about today. Selection day in the AFL, of course, ahead of the big showdown this weekend.
Yes, it is. And there's a few big names up for grabs too. Crows have their main training session today. So
I've got a bit of Crows mail for you a bit later on too.
How the hell would you get
Crows mail? Because I've got my spies out there. I went and watched training yesterday.
Maybe we get people to tell you things to think some things.
I know.
Yeah, maybe.
You're very clever.
Who's playing for Port?
There'll be 22 out there on Sunday.
Promote the game. Don't take it one week.
Well,
we've
got Jackson Trengove coming in later on this morning. He'll tell
Jacko's
us all about it.
All right.
He knows more about it than I do.
Is there any chance of getting a kick this week?
Yeah. He is so important to Port Adelaide.
He is. I like him.
Some of the stuff he does. Hey, Roo, I'm going to ask you about arranged marriages later on this morning. Now, you might say, why? Well, it's a story near to me. This couple I know that are in their 80s.
Near to you?
Well, a couple very good friends of ours in their 80s.
Yeah.
And he's been very, very ill. And in fact, at one stage last week, they thought he was going to pass away. And to see the husband and wife, anyway, cut a long story short, arranged marriage. They're Lebanese, and they were put together and didn't even know each other.
As hell?
Well, they're 80-odd, and they're clinging onto each other, holding hands in the hospital, and thought he was going to die. And it was just touching to watch it. Anyway, we got into this great discussion about arranged marriages, and I've looked up the stats on it. You'll be absolutely amazed at how successful it is.
Well, we know how the ones go that aren't arranged.
No, the divorce rate's over 50%.
Very successful.
Yeah.
So maybe we should all be getting arranged. Let mum and dad pick out your sweetheart. Oh,
God, wouldn't that be a nightmare? Yet, there's a big part of the world that believes it's the way to go.
All right, maybe they're right.
All right, we'll get to that a little bit later on. Peter Hellyer's going to join us as well.
Yeah, Mick Malloy, Gleeso, massive show.
Yeah, Ruined Dits here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined Dits on this Thursday morning, making news around the world, Roo. Donald Trump, not a day goes by where we don't see him in the headlines for some reason or other.
Yep, he's a beauty.
The latest is the White House is a dump, he reckons. The Trump dump. What he's saying is he can't wait to get out of there on weekends. Doesn't like it.
Probably compared to his house, it is a bit of a dump.
Well, it's a bit of Malcolm Turnbull as well. So we've got a couple of rich fellas in charge of these countries, and they don't like staying in the top joint.
No, they don't. Maybe need to give it a little bit of a reno or something. But old Trumpy and Trump Tower, his place is just covered in gold and looks like a bloody absolute palace. So old Obama didn't take care of the...
They have staff doing all that sort of thing. But interesting that Chelsea Clinton has come out overnight and said that he should learn to respect the White House because it's symbolic. We all know it's where the president lives, like here, Kirribilli, and Malcolm Turnbull should learn to respect that as well, whether you want to stay there or not. If you're the Prime Minister...
I think Malcolm Turnbull respects it, don't you think?
Yeah, but he stays in his own house.
Yeah, but... That doesn't mean you don't respect it. It's part of being
Prime Minister.
Really?
It's part of being President.
What, you think you can't do a good job if you don't live there?
No, it's not that. I didn't say about doing a good job.
Why do you have to live there then?
It's the whole symbolic thing of being the leader of our country, that you live in Kirribilli House or you live in the White House. You don't go saying it's optional. Oh, I don't like the White House.
Why don't you?
Because it's not.
Why?
It's where the leader lives.
Why does he have to? Can't things change?
Well, no. It's called tradition, Roo.
Tradition. You hate tradition, don't you?
No, I love it.
I know you do.
My football club was born in 1870. Don't ask me about tradition.
Oh, yeah.
What else have you got for us?
Clive Palmer. Speaking of Donald Trump, Clive Palmer, similar sort of characters, I think. The Turnbull government have appointed liquidators to freeze hundreds of millions of dollars of assets owned by Clive Palmer, properties, businesses, because he's having a little bit of a spending spree at the moment. And there's a fair bit of money that he owes for in business to employees and bits and pieces. So Big Clive might just find that his money's about to dry up if they get these assets free. So I know he's been travelling around the world and with all his family and bits and pieces over the last 6 months, but...
And why do they want to freeze them?
Well, I think he owes a fair bit of dough to workers up at a coal mine, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is it $70 million worth, or I think? Don't quote me on that number. But, yeah, there's certainly a large amount of money that needs to be found. So they're going to freeze Big Clive's assets.
Mm.
This is your topic, the next one. Did you brought this to the table, haven't you?
Wag has. This is, look, straight men have sex with other men, right? This is an article talking about the fact that a lot of gay men have come out and said, oh, yeah, you know, we often have sex with straight men. Can I just tell you, they're not straight. Why do you work it out? If they're having sex with you, they're gay, you idiot.
Or at least bi, surely. But this article's saying blokes try and find out who they really are. And
well, I don't think they need to find out. If they're trying to find out,
we could tell them.
That answers the question. Yeah, I can tell you. Just ask us. Ruined it. We'll tell you.
I wasn't quite comfortable reading
Cam's
this
a row of tense,
when
mate.
I read it.
Should be at the game, Mardi Gras. You're no longer straight.
It's not even for radio, what some of the things that are in there. But
correct.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Hey, I've got a very, very serious one to finish with. And the reason I raise this is I've said to you before, my brother-in-law is a headmaster of a big school up in the Adelaide Hills, and we often talk about kids' issues and
you
things.
You haven't had a letter, have you?
No, I haven't had a letter, but okay. 13 Reasons Why. You remember we talked about this in depth? Should you watch it with your kids? And you know, and I was very, very strong on, yes, you should definitely watch it. Because schools, if you remember, were sending letters home to parents saying, do not let your children watch this show.
Have you changed your mind?
No, not at all. But my brother-in-law tried to change my mind. He was very, very strong on the fact that he didn't want, and he's obviously entitled
to it. He's just saying, don't watch it, full stop.
Yeah, he said it's a dangerous program. Anyway, a report out today kind of backs it up. They're saying that 13 Reasons Why has led to a major, major increase in suicide internet searches. So in other words, kids trying to find out or getting more information, which is quite dangerous and quite alarming, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not saying the suicide rate has increased.
And even if you search suicide, probably doesn't mean you're necessarily searching it to find out how to do it.
Might but it's not a cheery topic to be
searching.
No,
that's right. You probably don't need to know much about it, really, do you?
Right, no. I'm still of the thinking that sit down with your kids and talk about anything, really, in this day and age.
You would have thought that's you can't go too far wrong doing that, especially if you sit down in a cordial manner and you can have an honest discussion, yell and say you're
I
an
just
idiot
hate the fact that some of us grew up ruining the era where parents, I couldn't approach my parents with any of those sorts of topics. It was all
and now you're
taboo.
Completely the opposite.
We're an open book.
That's how it happens, isn't it?
We're
in life, you quite often do different things to your parents, or sometimes you do exactly the same, depending on whether they were good at it or not.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm. See, if you grew up channeling your father, you'd be watching The Bold and the Beautiful, right? Every afternoon. Anyway, that's what's making news around the joint. 6:14, Ruined It's on Triple M.
Triple M.
6:23, thanks to Southern Volkswagen at Ranella, Ruined It's for breakfast. It is Showdown Week, Showdown 43. And amazingly, Roo, as you pointed out this week, we are 21 all. It's
21
incredible.
All, yeah.
At one stage, Port led by a few, didn't they?
Yeah, they got on a bit of a roll there for a while.
And then Crows have won the last how many in a row?
Last four in a row. And don't look like losing at the moment, I might add.
Now, got a bit of mail for you, Roo, and you'll know this because you keep things, and so you should. You're on the board and you're in the football department. My mail is Eddie Betts won't come up.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Come on, Ditch.
Now, the club's talking about the fact that he wants to play and he's keen to play and all of that, but Roo, appendix, even though they've improved it a lot in this day and age, they suck it out through an arthroscope. It's not, once upon a time, you had your stomach cut
open.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
it was
a big scar, didn't you?
Yeah. These days, they suck it out. However, you've still got to recover. It's still surgery.
We've still got to heal internally, don't you?
And I reckon it's just a little bit too soon. My mail is he won't play.
Really?
Mm.
I reckon he'll be out there. That's my mail. They've got training today anyway. I think we'll know more today. Whether your doctor and your inside information knows more.
Yep.
Time will tell, but you want him not to be playing because he's been on fire against your last three games. He's kicked 13 goals the last three showdowns.
Yeah.
You got no one to match up on him.
Yeah, that's called history. That's called what happened in the past.
Yeah, you know what? It's also
Counts for zero.
It's also called an indicator.
Counts for nothing.
It's also called a very good indicator.
Come Sunday.
Who have you got to stand him?
I'll just give you the Don Bradman example again, if I can. Can I just jog your memory as to what happened with Don Bradman?
Yep.
So he's averaging 99.94 and he comes out the bat and the opposition captain said, fellas, it's his last test. Clap, everyone claps. Yeah, Don Bradman, great. Yeah. And he was bowled second ball and he walked off. He made a duck.
Mate, that's Don Bradman. This is Eddie bloody Betts,
that's
mate.
That's right.
This is Eddie Betts.
So
he's going to create a different history.
The past counts for nothing.
No, well, you'd better hope so because you're zipping four, so bloody
Hey, is the build-up different now? I don't find that this showdown and the last couple
of showdowns. It's hard when you've beaten them the last four times to really get the enthusiasm.
Over the whole town, unless I'm missing it, but the frenzy that used to be associated with these games seems to be lacking.
Yeah, I think it'll crank up on over the weekend. I reckon just because of the way the footy unfolded last weekend with a couple of cracking finishes. I think everyone wanted to talk about that for a couple of days. And then we had the Dangerfield thing and now it's bloody wet and cold and no one's really outside communicating with anyone too much. But I think as it gets closer to the game, it'll be big. I mean, it'll have to be a pretty big crowd. 4 o'clock on Sundays is not a great time to get a crowd. We know that. But with this riding on, it's first v fifth.
It's a big game.
That's a huge game. And if the Crows win, they'll be top two at the end of the year. If Port win, they'll probably get a top four spot. So there's a huge amount riding on it. I'm looking forward. Source Jacobs has won two showdown medals. I'm looking forward to how he's going to go against Ryder, who's the best ruckman in the competition from a tap perspective at the moment. That's going to be interesting.
Earlier this year, do you remember how in the first half, I remember this vividly, Ryder absolutely touched him up, and then in the second half, Sauce bounced back and basically beat him.
He doesn't like getting beaten, Sauce, does he?
Do you remember that battle?
Yeah, it was awesome. You remember when Lobie and him had a bit of a duel going for a while? We saw a bit of an aggressive, competitive side of Sauce, which Sauce is one of the nicest blokes going around. Sloane and Ebert will go toe-to-toe, won't they, sure?
Yep.
That'll be brilliant.
Can you tell Sloane not to cut him open this time and make him bleed and come off?
Far out.
Filthy.
Robbie Gray, where would you play him, Ditz, if you were coach?
He can play wherever he likes.
Anywhere?
Robbie, back pocket? He could kick goals from a centre half-back, Robbie. Yeah. He can do whatever he wants.
I think he will need to for you to get across the line.
Oh, right.
Have you got enough decent defenders to shut down the Crows?
Our defence is phenomenal.
What?
Our defence. Don't worry about our defence.
Who?
Oh, come on. Homsch, Jonas, Pittard,
Broadbent. You picked Homsch this week, haven't you?
Yeah, of course we have.
What about Pittard? You picked him?
Of course we have.
Yeah.
In good form.
Who else you got up there?
I just told you.
Yeah. No, you have got a pretty... I saw Tommy Jonas's dad the other day. He's fired up too. I reckon he might come off the bench. Oh, Johnny Jonas. All good.
Here's a little idea, Roo. I'm just looking at ways to beef this up and maybe promote it a bit. The West End chimney, where the premiers and the runner-up, you know, the SANFL premiers, and you get your colours up there all year, don't you?
Yeah, in the SANFL, yep.
Why don't we do something in Adelaide where... What? In the
good
city.
Good idea.
In the city. You have your colours...
Well,
whether
you have bragging rights, don't you?
I don't know. Maybe we should come up with some sort of idea where... And then every time you go into the city as a Crow supporter or a Port supporter, you go, yep, there you go, we're on top, we won the last one or whatever. I don't know. It's
maybe
only a little idea.
Maybe there should be a distinctive flagpole at Adelaide Oval or something.
Or in the right in the heart of the city. There you go. That's my little idea.
Who'd you steal that from?
No, just from the West End chimney. Just made me think.
Promise?
Yeah, why?
Because it's a good idea.
Oh. All right, thank you.
No, I think it's a good idea.
One a year's not bad for me, is it?
No, I don't mind that, Ditz. Yeah, just to let people know and they drop. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let's pose the showdown.
Throw
it to the club, see if they like it.
Or something. Oh, 7:25, Roo and Ditz. Let's head north of Adelaide, Roo. There's been a sighting of some description.
There has been a sighting, and I feel for this fella because I know when you see something like this, something rare, or you think you see something that people need to know about. Quite often people don't believe you, and you almost feel embarrassed about it. Let's go to Gawler. G'day, Sean.
How are you, fellas?
What's happened this morning, mate?
I just done the usual routine from Gawler to Kadena. I'm working up at Kadena at the moment, and I leave home at about 5, and I was about 5Ks over the other side of Malala at 5:30, and I've done this trip for about nearly 2 weeks shy of a year. I've dodged a koala. And about 5 roos.
Yep.
And I expected another roo as I seen something come out of the bush.
Yep.
And it just ran across about 30 metres in front of me and I couldn't believe what I saw.
Well, what was it?
To me, 100% Tassie Tiger, mate.
A Tassie Tiger.
You're not in Tassie. You know that, don't you?
No, I'm 100%, mate. I saw the hind legs and the way the tail is, and I thought that doesn't look normal. And
A Tassie Tiger got hind legs different to their front legs, have they?
Well, the only reason why I know that is I pulled over straight away. I thought, nah, it can't be. So I Googled the pictures of it, and I thought, mate, it's got the same ass.
Right. And what other definitive sort of symbols
or colours? Well, as soon as I saw that, I looked across and I saw about five distinctive wide lines on its back.
Like so, they got a little bit stripy, aren't they?
Yeah, and it ran across, stopped, looked at me, and then took off and had beady red eyes because I had high beams on.
How big was it?
30 metres away, probably. Just an average size dog, like a...
You don't reckon
he's a cat or something like that?
Roughly a blue heeler size, I reckon.
You don't reckon... Yeah, okay. And definitely wasn't a fox.
Nah, definitely wasn't a fox. I've seen that many on the side of the road dead.
Yeah, the foxes are pretty distinctive. I wonder if...
I was saying that and I thought, shit. I pulled over.
You'd swear, yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks
Have
for
you told me. Anyone?
Well, I told my project manager, and he goes, oh, you're an idiot, so...
He put you straight on the breath, though, did he?
Nah, well, I'm a site manager on a construction site in Dina at the moment, and I've only told two fellas that about 30 that are here at the moment.
Right.
I don't know whether I'll keep it quiet or not, so...
All right, well...
Well, there's no one listening to us.
It's Mel, who should he ring to let him know that who are the right people to get in touch with from a serious perspective?
Well, the local council up there.
Oh, like an animal plus RSPCA, no.
Well, what are they going to do? I don't care for it. But...
No, to try and go and follow it up. I mean, if there's a Tassie tiger here, we need to catch it, don't we?
Why?
Well, because we want to find out, aren't they?
There's been a sighting in, I think, Moonta as well in recent times, York Peninsula. A school teacher up there saw one.
Really?
So, yeah, this isn't the if it's true, it's not the only sighting.
Well, that's good but news. What, I hadn't heard of that. Did you know that?
No, only the one that... I read about one a few months ago. I've just Googled it as well.
If it's true, and there's a Tassie tiger cruising around Malala, wouldn't that be big news?
You think it's dangerous?
No, I'm just saying it's big news, isn't it?
Okay.
Is it or not?
Well, I don't know.
Don't you think it is?
Well, we thought it was worthy of getting him on, I suppose.
Oh, you were in a funny mood today.
No, I'm being serious. Is it big news? No, I don't think it'll be front page tomorrow. But
if it was, if they found it, would it be front? Would it be front page news?
It's hardly the Loch Ness Monster. Crikey.
Oh, come on. How many times
do you know people are going to fly into Adelaide now and go to Malala?
You know what?
This would be tourism.
I reckon there would be. Oh. There'd be Tassie Tiger.
Enthusiasts.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be a big club.
Move on.
Ruined.
You know what I think's happening?
What?
There'd be some wacky farmer out there.
Right.
Okay, let's get a fox and spray paint some lines on it.
Oh.
That's what I reckon. That's my prediction.
Cynical.
Yep.
All right.
Good on you, Sean, for ringing in, and I hope you're right anyway, mate.
Stay out of the pub, Sean. Ruined it's on Triple M.
Oh, hello. We've got another phone call.
Hello.
Here. We've got Mark here. Where are you from, Mark?
I'm from Windvale, mate.
Windvale. What's happening?
Just off wandering around the countryside, but I was listening to that thing about the thylacine.
About what?
That's thylacine. That's what a Tassie tiger's called.
Oh, hang on. You're getting all scientific on us.
Yeah, well, it's only because a fellow muso mate of mine, Neil Waters, he's actually right into researching, looking for the thylacine. So...
Oh, an alien just came and got Mark.
Oh, no, Dix,
oh,
don't
my God.
Don't be disrespectful, Dix. You're being disrespectful.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. We'll get Mark back on about this. We need to continue it, don't we?
Oh, you're fascinated by this. Right,
it's
Ruin
important.
Dix on Triple M.
Mick Malloy joins Ruin Dits.
Guys want to be me, girls want to do me. I'm Mickey.
Oh, he blows our mind too. Mick Malloy, good morning.
Yes, how are we, guys?
Good, Mick. Good. Very
What's
good.
What's the rumpus over there? What are people talking about? What's
a
on
big
your
story?
Mind?
Oh, big story.
Big.
A sighting, a major sighting on the roads in South Australia.
Don't take the Mickey out of him, Dits.
No.
This could be true. This could be groundbreaking.
It's bigger than the Loch Ness Monster.
What was his name again?
Sean.
Sean. I was
Gawler.
Driving to work from Gawler, going through a country town called Malala on his way to Kadena, and he saw what he thinks. Was a Tasmanian tiger this morning, Mick.
Did he?
Mm.
I look forward to that episode of RBT. that'll be a load of fun for
him. Yeah.
Did he now?
Yeah.
No one else has seen it. It's just him. Had stripes.
And had big hind legs.
Mm.
A couple of blokes have seen him coming and painted up a Labrador. I reckon, and said, get out there. Mm. We'll have some fun. Well, there's been some big stories coming out of Adelaide. Yes, Susie, your hippo, turned 42 and died.
Did you hear that? Yeah, I did hear that.
Sad.
We're trying not to talk about it, to be honest.
You've got to face your grief head on.
She was a
lovely little fatty boomba of the animal world.
That's right.
So a little bit obese.
She's a little bit obese, but 42.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's good. Is that hippo years?
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story about what about the woman who got a boa, had to get called 911 to get a boa constrictor called off her face.
What?
Now, they get calls all the time. I've got it here. I'll play it for you. Remember this. Imagine 911. You think you've heard it all.
Mm.
And this call comes through.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Oh, please.
Hello?
I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
Boa constrictor.
You have a boa constrictor stuck
to your face? It's a house. I'm outside with it.
You're outside with a boa constrictor stuck to your face?
Yes.
Okay. Ma'am, how old are you?
I'm 45.
All right, stay on the line, please.
Stay on the line?
I've never heard of this before. I don't even know what's... Ma'am, I've notified the ambulance. Is the...
Please, honey, can't hold my nose.
So the boa constrictor had a hold of your nose?
Yes.
What with its hand?
Now, a couple of things. Why do you need to ask her, eh?
That's all.
She's got a boa constrictor on her face.
Hang on, you're 45?
Yeah, you're 45, you say.
What do you do in your spare time? What hobbies have you got?
and I, the other phrase I love is, I've told the ambulance drivers, imagine them. Yeah. Great, so where are we going? Oh, we'll have to peel a boa constrictor off some chick's face.
Yeah.
I'd be getting a snake catcher, not an ambulance.
I didn't see that in the brochure.
Okay, we've rang Steve Irwin.
Oh,
he didn't answer.
No,
he didn't answer at all. Hey, guys, like me, can I ask you? Didn't answer. Can I ask, are you? Jeez, boys.
Sorry.
Crikey.
I'm cold for
that. Harsh on
berserk. What about the, have you, like me, I like telly, but at the moment you can't turn it on for fear of one of these princess die. Are you sick of them? Is it some kind of anniversary or is it?
Hey, Mick, before you go there, you know Ditz kissed her, don't you? This is a true story.
This is the reverse story of the Prince and the Frog,
this
really.
This is true. On a plane, when he was Mr. World Squash Champion, he was parked up next to Princess Di, and they had a little blanket over them.
Mm. Hang on
She was like an octopus.
Yes.
She was all over me.
It's a Mile High Club, is this?
No.
Oxygen mask dropped from the ceiling?
No. She was asleep.
This has got a touch of the Bill Cosby's about it.
You did kiss her though, didn't you?
Yes.
What? In what context?
Well, what do you mean? A kiss is a kiss.
What was there tongue?
There's a song about that. Kiss is just a kiss.
See?
What were you doing?
Well, we got to know each other.
Where did you kiss her?
Look, let's move on, please. We've told this story
Charles
a thousand times.
Don't worry about Charles and Camilla.
Oh,
Ditz and Diana.
We've all heard their phone calls.
That's the real story.
Hey, maybe Harry's Ditz. There's always There's always been a suggestion that he's not quite right, not from that royal bloodstream.
This isn't funny because I have to send monthly checks to Harry. It's not good. Bloody costly business.
Look, I won't be watching any of those. Hey, will you be watching Front Bar? Watch tonight. I've got Lee Matthews on and I've got Malcolm Blight on.
What? At
the same time, in the same room. I know, park your egos at the door. What would you ask him? What questions would you want? Is there anything I should ask either of those blokes?
Well, ask Blighty perhaps, you know, if he's ever kicked a goal on his left foot, because he's done that a couple of times.
He's got a couple of good ones, hasn't he? Would I ask Lee, why on earth would you draft Martin Pike?
That's a
fair question.
Because
he'd been given the arse from three clubs to that date, so there aren't many people who would do that.
Are you saying he shouldn't have, or are you saying why did you come up with it? Yeah, that's right.
It was brilliant.
That's exactly
why did you have the courage when and no one else would have touched that guy with a with a barge pole.
Yeah.
And there he was.
There's a lovely little touching story going back to the year 2000 you can ask him about that happened. Because, you know,
with
the Herald, this, with Lee Matthews, the Herald Sun did the, you know, top 100 list, best players of all time. And he came out at number one. So it's a, you know,
player of the century.
Best player of the century. And apparently he was in the lift one day with Jason Ackermanis and Michael Voss.
Lepich.
And Lepich. And they're taking the mickey out of Lee, saying, oh, you've never ever won a Brownlow medal. You know, we have.
Yeah.
And he paused. He said, yeah, you're right. I suppose I'll just have to be the best player of the century then, which is a fair comeback.
That's how I'll introduce him tonight.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah, no, that's unbelievable having those two in, Mick.
It is. It's very good, and we can't wait, so it should be a lot of fun.
Take your mouth guard.
Right.
Could get fiery.
You have a good week. Boys. Who are you playing on the weekend?
Hawthorn, it's fallen to us, it's fallen to the Mighty Tigers to take Hawthorn out and whack them. End of their season. We will do it.
Good luck.
You can thank us all on Monday.
All right, good on you, Mick.
All right, guys.
There's only one Mick Malloy.
See you, Mickey.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Pressure point!
Ruin Dids, $1,000 pressure test.
Oh, we're excited about this. $1,000. Haven't given away the grand yet this week.
Well, come on, let's do it. Yeah, what are we waiting for?
All right, get to it.
Okay, let's get Peter from Morphett Vale on. G'day, Pete.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, good, Pete. What are you up to today?
Going to go and try and sell some pavers. Driving across Adelaide at the moment. Well,
cool.
In the car park, actually.
Righto, which company do you work for?
Best Bricks and Pavers.
Oh, very good.
We love Best
very
Bricks
good,
and Pavers.
Don't they?
Damien Morey.
Yes, I do work with Damien.
Good on you, Peter. How long have you been with them?
Almost a couple of years now.
Good work. Are you selling a few lately? How's the industry? Good?
Yeah, no, we're doing well. Winter always hurts. When it's raining like this, not many people put pavers in. But, quite well.
All right, good to hear.
Get ready now for summer with your pavers.
All right.
Bring Best Bricks and Pavers.
That's exactly right, Dits.
Thanks, Dits.
ring Peter.
He'll be ringing you for a few free pavers soon when he does a bit of gardening up at Harndorf.
Righto, Roo, this is your baby today.
Is it?
Mm.
Okay. All right, Pete, you need to give me 10 correct answers in 30 seconds to win the $1,000. Give me 10 types of hats.
Fedora. Trucker's cap.
Yep.
Yeah, like
a Chubra. A woman's hat.
No.
A flat cap. A snapback cap.
Yeah. Cricket.
A propeller hat.
Oh yeah, like it.
A flat cap, a knit cap. Balmoral cap, a beret.
Beret.
Right, time,
Capella,
time.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct.
7 correct.
Pretty good.
Consolation prize, Pete. You're off to see Seinfeld.
How good's that?
We've got a double. And these are worth
about
$200 each.
It's about $400 worth you just won there, Pete. What are some other hats that we could have had there?
Hard hat you wear on the building site.
Hard hat.
Cricket cap.
Of course.
Cricket cap.
Baseball cap.
The old Greg Chappell hat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the one that first came out?
What about a cork hat?
The old Swagman's.
Swagman's
hat. Yeah, bushy hat. Yeah, you need that. Would you have paid beanie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't reckon that's a hat?
I don't know. I thought it was just a beanie.
Of course it's a hat.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Peter's off to see Seinfeld.
Ruined Hits for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
6:41, Ruined Hits for Breakfast. Real, I want to share a little story with you. Very good friends of mine. I hope they don't mind me mentioning their name. But
you don't have to mention their name, do you?
Want to. Good mate of mine, Roger. All right, let's call him Roger.
Yeah.
Anyway, his mum and dad are in their 80s, and they're of Lebanese extraction.
Mm.
And they've lived here for many, many, many years. Anyway, last week his dad was rushed to hospital and was a close thing. He was really on his deathbed. Anyway, he pulled through.
Yep.
But as he was lying there, his wife came in and he said he hadn't seen her for 24 hours. He said, oh, I've missed you so much, right? These people are in their 80s.
Yeah.
And he was holding her hand. Anyway, we all went out afterwards. We're sitting out in the waiting room having a drink and having a coffee. And she started telling us about the history and how it was an arranged marriage.
Yep.
And, of course, it got me intrigued to see how much in love these people were in their 80s or how much they needed each other and depended on each other. When you say arranged marriage, Roo, it actually means two sets of parents get together in a village or whatever, your town, and say, your son is going to marry our daughter or vice versa. Never gone out before, barely may probably know each other, but may not know each other. So imagine you have one meeting, and then next week's the wedding. You get married, and I don't know. It'd scare
the hell out of most people.
Oh, but you're trusting your parents'
judgment
for a start. I can remember, not only
on your personality, but more so. Your future partners.
Yeah.
Because you'd expect them to know what you're like and, you know, what you're sort of like.
Yeah.
That's hard enough, but to know.
And how often as well, in the way we live in the Western society where we're different. We look at women on the beach in their bikinis and we go, oh, she's hot, you know, she's gorgeous, rah, rah, I wouldn't mind marrying her. Or, you know, yeah, you do as teenage boys. And the number of times I can remember my mum and dad saying, oh, she's a nice girl. And I'd go, are you serious? Bloody hell.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah. Where's your taste? So I'm just saying how differently we think.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the figures route. Now, back in my sporting career, I played against a lot of Muslims.
Yep.
Heck of a lot throughout the Muslim world.
Yep.
All of their marriages were arranged. And I remember talking to lads that I was playing against. They'd say, oh, I'm going home next week to get married. And I'd say, oh, who is she? And they'd go, well, I haven't met her yet. I'm meeting her this week. No, it's a real strange conversation. And then when I'd question it and go, how can you do that? They would always put it back on me and say, well, look at your Western ideas. Everyone gets divorced. And they're actually right.
Well, our divorce rate, what is it now? It's over 50%.
It's 50%. It's actually a third in Australia, which is a lot. But in the world. Yeah, but in the world at large, it's 50%. But here in Australia, it's a third.
Gee, I would have thought it was higher than the third.
Yeah. All right. Now, how's this? Do you know arranged marriages, 1% end in divorce. 1%.
Has that got something to do with intimidation? That if they do actually get divorced, they'll probably get shot or something stupid will happen?
I don't know.
Not so much, obviously, in Australia, but
there might be some pressure in some of the countries
they're just not allowed to, are they?
As I said, look, over the years, I've got to know quite a few of these people, and it all seems to be very, very happy, and they, I don't know, they make it work.
Yep, they do.
And I think, and without getting too into the gutter here, but imagine even on the very first night, your wedding night, when you've got a consummate the marriage and all of that, like, it's this person you've just met.
Oh, how
wouldn't that be a little different?
The blokes are probably able to handle it if they wanted to, but it is strange. But it's the numbers don't lie, do they?
No.
1-333-53 Australia?
Does what still happen in Australia?
Arranged marriages.
Yeah. In fact, there's been a bit of pressure in Australia. They're saying, I know there was a story out of Sydney last month where they're saying that some young girls are being forced into marriage, which is a different story again.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's a total different story.
That's a bit
but
sick.
1-333-53, I'm really keen to hear from you. If you are the result of an arranged marriage, tell us about your mum and dad.
Why does it work?
Yeah. How did it work? Why does it work? Because I think it's an interesting story that you are forced, and forced is the right word. Two sets of parents get together and organise this marriage and say, it will work. You'll go off and marry him.
Yep.
And
they're from a good family.
Yeah.
They'll look after you.
Exactly.
Yep.
1-333-53, give us a call. And we've got showdown tickets to give away.
Yeah, let's give them away. Yeah. Come on. It's going to be huge on Sunday afternoon at the Adelaide Oval. Crows home game. We've got a double to go along and see that.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts and starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
104.7 Triple M.
Arranged marriages. Why do they work? The stats and the figures are overwhelming.
Now, let's go to Belair. G'day, Bruno.
How are you, buddy?
Good, Bruno.
Go the Crows, buddy.
Yeah, let's hope so, eh? Hey, were you... Are you part of an arranged marriage or were your parents?
No, my parents were. It wasn't really arranged. It was by photo. My father came over here in about 1954, worked, and basically they sent him a photo about this lady. Said, oh, you know, nice girl, whatever. She was the town next door. Anyway, my father worked, sent the money over there, back to Italy. She came down. Within a couple of months, they got married and they lived an awesome life. They brought up four of us. With respect and all that, and we lost mum in 2013, but No, it was.
So, Bruno,
really well.
You must have along the way asked them questions about it. Well, you know, how do you think? Why did it work?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. It's just that it's probably, all honesty, would have been Mum's first love.
Yeah.
And we asked them, you know, how does it? And they just, all of a sudden, all they did was meet by photos.
Yeah,
that was it.
Isn't that incredible?
They would have just had to make it work. My Italian grandparents weren't a lot different. They were in Australia, him and his mate who came over, they were in Australia for years before their wives come out.
Yeah.
Australia.
So really, I guess the Italians have done this a lot, and they're Christian. They've done this a lot as well.
I think they just had to do it to survive. I think, you know, like, Bruno's parents, they would have just said, right, we've got to make this work together.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have kids, you know, you need to go and get the food, I'll look after them and we'll make it work.
Yeah.
Strange, isn't it? Christie's Beach. G'day, George.
How you going, guys?
Good. Are your parents arranged or were you?
Yeah. No, my parents are arranged. My dad was from Cyprus, so it's mum and dad, my mum.
Yep.
And, yeah, dad sent a letter to Cyprus saying he wanted a wife in 56. He came down here a couple of years.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they sent my mum down on the boat. They met, they got married, and they had their 50-year anniversary a couple of years ago.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Really happy, yeah.
So what have they told you about that? How nervous would your mum have been? Like, how old was she coming out on the boat?
Actually, I can't. Probably around 18, I reckon, 20 years old.
Yeah. Gee.
Yeah,
around 20.
Yeah.
Would have been a big journey. Chucked on a boat in Greece, coming over here and not knowing
Cyprus,
the
actually. Yeah.
Yeah, Cyprus, sorry. Not knowing the English language. You would have huge.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was. They came over here not knowing anything and they made a go. My dad said, love isn't what love is. Love is a different thing.
Right. Fair enough.
George.
All right,
good
George.
On you, mate.
Well done.
Good stuff.
Bit of advice from the old man as well.
Yeah, good on you, Dad.
Roo, let's send one of these fellas off to the footy on Sunday.
Yep. You pick it, Dits. It's your topic. What do you think?
I'll go with Bruno.
Give it to Bruno.
George
is Italian.
Good too.
Yeah, George is great.
Bruno, our man from Belair, he can go off to the showdown on Sunday.
Good on you, Bruno.
In a moment, Roo, there's a class action on Nurofen. They're going to have to pay out millions of dollars for misleading the public.
Jeez, just all about everyone,
take,
has
you know, it? Things like Panadol, Nurofen, all of those, a lot of us take them.
Yep.
We'll find out more in just a moment.
Triple M on Ruined Dits.
Goes to Jackson Trengrove. He can actually have a shot on goal if he wants. And as easy as you like, he kicks the first goal.
It's Port Adelaide's Jackson Trengrove.
For Comwire IT. Complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Jackson Trengove, welcome. How are you, mate? Hang on, turn yourself on there. Let's go again.
Take the wrong microphone.
Take two. Jackson Trengove, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. About time. There we go. We're on now.
Good to have you on, Jacko.
Jacko.
Good to put the mic on.
Never in doubt on the weekend.
No, it was exactly how we planned, Dits.
Yeah.
It was we wanted a tight one to get a bit of talk up. But,
that's right.
We should have told the 20,000 supporters that were across the footbridge and out in the car park if that was the plan.
They were going to the pub to celebrate. They knew what was happening.
They just wanted to get
straight
the
over
beer.
There first. We should
get to Strathmore.
Should have told Roo, too. He wrote us off.
Minute
38.
Oh, have a listen
to
this. Have a listen.
Supporters are giving up. They're not even arguing with the freeze anymore. They're walking out the door.
In the car park.
They're filthy. Absolutely filthy. Another lost opportunity here.
That's all over. Hey, lost
21 scoring shots to 16. St Kilda kicked a lot on the full as well.
Yeah, what were they filthy about, Ruth?
Filthy that they had to leave early to get the cheap beer. That was unbelievable. Jackson.
Yeah, it was.
Don't do that again. There's a lot of people who had heart attacks out there.
No, exactly. I think half the players did too. It was one of those sort of games, Ruth. It was pretty close and wet conditions all day, and a lot of scoring options probably both ways. And I was probably a little bit on your side in that last sort of 2 minutes. I thought we were going to stop, but at this stage, we had no rotations left, so I was stuck on the pine, and I was just saying to the boys, we're still a chance. I didn't know if I was actually believing myself there. There's a few young blokes on the bench, so I did spur us on, but I think I asked the doctor about 40 times how long was left, lucky enough to get that last play with Ryder's perfect tap and Robbie Gray's clutch finish.
Unbelievable finish, but I want to go to the goal before as well, because I'm a big fan of Aaron
play,
Young's.
That whole
Aaron
play
Young's
was great.
And, you know, he's had a quiet season, but he's been good for a couple of years, and I was so pumped to see him kick that goal before the Robbie Gray goal.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think probably West off there too. You got to give credit to both those blokes. I think it was a four versus two option. So there was two of ours and four Saints around them. And somehow they managed to get it out. And Youngie, got the reward. And that's probably something he's been after. He's played some really consistent footy, but just probably hasn't had the scoreboard reward as what he has in previous years. So it was good to see him get the goal. And then, as we mentioned, that last play as well, both plays were brilliant.
If right now, just give me 100% honest opinion here, who would be leading your best and fairest, do you think?
Paddy Ryder.
You reckon Ryder would be leading? What about Robbie Gray?
My personal
opinion. If you were voting, but if, how the system, knowing how the system works and every game you can get votes and all that. Ryder, Gray.
Yeah, those two.
It'd have to be those two. Would be, someone said Tom Jonas would be close.
I reckon he would. He's had a pretty consistent year. I think those two would be the standout, and then I think you've got...
He'd be getting votes for consistency rather than brilliance, if that's the case.
Yeah,
if he knocked off those two for the best and fairest, I reckon your best and fairest is a little bit out of
whack. I don't think he'll knock those two off.
But those other two have been...
I think Ollie Wines too wouldn't be too far behind.
Yeah, consistent.
I think there's a few that'll follow him behind, but I think those two are probably the standout.
He's a freak, isn't he, Paddy Ryder? He's jumping well, but what Robbie Gray did was better than what Ryder did. Like, Ryder's tap is a good tap, but what Robbie Gray did to get into the position to get it and then run 10 metres and then kick it, I think was even better.
Yeah, I thought they were both pretty clutch players. When you play a little bit of ruck, you sort of understand what that sort of play was. It was a pretty hard move what Ryder did. It all sort of panned out. We got a little bit lucky, but that play we do practice. It's not something that we just think about it and come up with it out in the game. That 2 minutes of when we need to roll the dice a little bit, that play is practiced throughout training and all clubs would do it.
We mentioned this a couple of times in the call and since. That looked like a Brendan Lade move to me. That reminded me of watching Lade play. Was that sort of his... That would have been his... doing the coaching
That tap where he's worked very heavily with all our ruckmen this year, and he's been fantastic for us. The forwards have really loved working with him, Robbie Gray especially. He's got a really good relationship with the boys and really understands how we react to coaching. So some coaches are really out there and will push your players. The forwards are a little bit more of a different bunch. They like to just be told what to do once and then they'll go out and do it for you and deliver. And he's brought a heap of ruck work expertise to our club, and that was just one finish that he put on it. Ken's obviously runs the sort of plays, and we've had that in our package for a couple of years. Mm. It just hasn't been shown. You don't want to show it too many times. Yeah. Hopefully,
I was saying to Roo earlier in the week too. When it comes to it, there's no point putting someone on Robbie Gray, Roo, because he's had a quiet year really. So when it comes to those ruck taps and across half forward. What? Don't have anyone on him.
Did you say he's had a quiet year?
Well, we don't want anyone on him, do we? We're just
trying to talk him down.
No good. If there's a throw in
when you
half
play
forward,
against a decent
you wouldn't want to put anyone.
When you play against a decent side, you'll have someone at the back of the stoppage. St Kilda to have no one there.
What were they thinking?
Was absolutely ridiculous.
Not only that, like Jackson,
the midfielder dits. If I'm running in as a midfielder, the first place you fill. Because you've got to fill four spots, front, sides and back. Mm. As a leader in the midfield, you run there, you get to the back, and that's the first place you stop, and then you fill the other spots.
But what
afterwards.
About the gap they left at centre-half forward that he could run through that area as well once he got the ball?
That play a little bit is what our forwards have been able to do in that situation. I mean,
leave the area.
Our forwards were able to pull back a little bit and leave that huge space. So that is part of what we're trying to do in it. It doesn't work very often, but we were lucky on that. But how can you stop Robbie Gray?
He took a one-handed mark. He took a one-handed mark, being held under pressure, being dragged to the ground. That was just phenomenal as well.
I mean, up four, he kicks goals for
you're
you.
A one-man team.
You're a one-man team.
It's all Robbie Gray.
More with Jackson Trengove in just a moment. Tell him nothing, Jack.
Robbie Gray's a freak.
Yeah, just don't put anyone on him, Roo.
You wouldn't want him over there, would you?
No, man, he can hardly move. Looks like a broken-down old B-grader.
Roo and Ditch for breakfast here with Jackson Trengove. Talking to Jackson Trengove from Port Adelaide.
Oh, let's just have a listen to something quickly.
Well, they've taken a mark. The Crows, how long's on the clock? Rosie Kelly's got the mark.
12 seconds.
Hang on.
He goes inside 50. The goal for a draw.
Big goal!
McGovern's taken a massive puck mark. Siren is gone. McGovern will have a shot from 30 directly in front. Kicks a goal. It's a draw. Pretty much the perfect game of football if you're an impartial. McGovern. From 35 metres out directly in front. There's six pies on the mark.
He leans back on it. He's kicked it.
No, he's kicked it.
Incredible goal.
Who the hell is going to pick up McGovern this week? Have you blokes got anyone to go on McGovern and Walker and Jenkins and Lynch?
We're sport for choice.
What about that? That's McGovern. That's a bit of a kick. Are that, any of those blokes staying next year?
Hang on.
Good question.
Serious question, mate. I love that mark. It was terrific for the draw.
Isn't it great to celebrate draws like that?
We wouldn't do that.
Get that excited about a draw.
Just put your extra two points clear on top of the ladder.
Jacko, we celebrate wins, don't we?
We do. Are they staying?
You haven't had one in a showdown for a while.
Four in a row now, Jackson.
In fact, 9 of your players have never experienced a showdown win. Right. That must be a weird feeling, never to experience that.
Just answer his question.
He hasn't answered my question. Will those two blokes stay?
Of course they'll stay. They're just like all you mercenaries these days, trying to get as much money as you can. What are you doing? You haven't signed.
Well,
you're trying to get a bit more money out of the pot, are you?
No.
Putting yourself in front of the team?
No, they've been very good to me over the time. And my manager.
Sign a contract then.
Well, Roo, these things take time.
No, they don't.
My manager is treating himself to a nice holiday.
They know what you're worth.
I can't do it without my manager. He's treating himself to a nice 4 weeks holiday.
What are you too dumb to not do it yourself?
Well, I probably could, you know. To be honest, now I'm that old. But no, hopefully very soon.
You're going home.
To
interstate.
I wouldn't have thought so.
You and Pittard. Well, why don't you sign your contracts then?
As I just said, if you had listened, I'm waiting for my manager who
didn't
was
listen.
He was away, and then our list manager went away, so I'm just waiting on the perfect
time. Oh, they've gone away. The list manager's gone away this time of year, have they?
Well, they think that this time's the best time because they've got a lot of work to do over
the next 2 months.
Maybe they
don't want to sign you if he's gone away.
Well, then I'll have to find somewhere else.
You can come to the Crows.
Might come in
here. Hey, how come you blokes had 3 days off at the start of the week? It's bloody showdown week. Why don't you get to work? That's very abnormal at this time of year.
Yeah, it's a little bit abnormal just because of our bye.
A bit sore and a bit tired.
Well, our bye, we were in Shanghai. So coming back from there, we didn't get an extended break over. We got a couple of days, but it was a little bit was travelling. So we've just been able to find a time that we thought was good for us to freshen up. Obviously, it's a really long year. And yeah, a couple of days. We had a really big hit out yesterday at the club, and then we'll have another main session tomorrow. So it's still allowed
it's
us
a bit
to...
late in the week. Main session on
if
Friday.
It's a game
you
worried about.
You might be a bit tired going into the gym.
We're always 2 days
if it's
before.
It's a game we were really concerned about. We would have trained a lot more, I think.
We've got all the training in that we need, Dits.
Yeah. Are you saying we now, Dits? You're back on board with Ports?
What do you mean back on board?
Oh, well,
as if I was never
a fair way off we last year.
No, I was not.
You know, they look a bit soft down there, and they're not doing this, and they're not doing that.
The club put me in the draft for a while, but I'm back. They didn't want me.
You're uncontracted.
Got him back, yeah. His manager was away, though.
I tried to trade him, but no one wanted him.
His manager was away, and the list manager was away, and finally got back.
Good luck, Jacko. You'll play a very important role on the weekend. I know that. You've been in good form the last couple of years, really. You've been dominant. So keep up the good work.
Good on you, Jacko.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks for coming in, mate. Jackson Tringo for Comwire IT, complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, this morning it's been announced, well, not this morning, I think it was announced yesterday, that Nurofen are going to have to pay out millions of dollars for misleading us, misleading the public.
Yeah, big case here, Dits.
You know,
$3.5 million. So probably for Nurofen, it's probably not a lot of money, to be honest,
nah,
is it?
Because they're on every shelf in every supermarket, chemist, everything right around the land.
Yeah.
And I reckon I was ahead of my time, Roo, because I was onto this years ago. I thought to myself, now, if you read the packaging of Nurofen, there's one that will say tension pain, tension relief. One will say migraine pain. Another one will
say back
pain. And the list goes on.
What about period pain?
Period pain. So how does the little tablet know when you swallow it into your stomach, I need to go straight to the back?
Yeah, I've always wondered that.
How does it find
that part of the
body? That's what I'm wondering. So they've had us bluffed all these years. So in other words, all the Nurofen tablets are exactly the same.
Is that right?
And they conned us by saying, oh, if you've got a back pain, you'd better buy this one with back pain written on it.
How did they think they were going to get away with that forever?
Well, they haven't. And they've been done.
Yeah, I know. But
you're right. I reckon it's a bit light on. $3.5 million. That's loose change
that's
for them.
Stuff. I mean, what can people claim for? It's probably, what are you going to get your 20 bucks back, do you?
And it's only a certain time.
10 bucks
between
packet cost.
2011 and 2015. So
they've only they did it for a few years and then obviously thought, hang on, I think we better stop
we're
doing
in strife
this. Yeah. I think we better pull it off the shelf.
Yeah, I've got another question for you that intrigues me. I want to talk about Panadol for a moment. There are ads on TV at the moment called Panadol Fast or Panadol...
Rapid.
That's the word I was after. Panadol Rapid. Now, Roo, I don't know about you, but if I'm hungover and I've got a bulging headache and I walk into the chemist and I'm going to go... Now, do I want Panadol or Panadol Rapid? Bloody give me the Rapid, please.
Yeah.
Why aren't, in other words, get rid of your stock standard Panadol. Who's going to buy that?
At about 8 o'clock every day, I just have a normal Panadol. So when our show's finished and I've had a guts full of listening to you, it's just starting to come in perfectly.
Oh, right. So you want slow release?
Oh, just nice.
If I'm in pain,
slow release, so it lasts a little bit longer.
Mr. Panadol, if I'm in pain, do you really think I want the slow one? Of course I want Rapid.
So does Rapid mean that...
Gee, I hope this headache lasts longer. Don't fix it quickly.
I just want to put up with it for another 15 minutes.
I love pain.
But does the Rapid come in, do the job and then leave?
I would have thought. Hit and run mission.
Yeah, but to come in, fix it, but then does your headache come back?
No, your headache's gone, sure.
Right, okay. Is there a longer lasting,
slow release?
Mm.
Might be. Yeah, I don't know about that. But, okay. But are you with me on this or not?
Absolutely.
I'm if they're now advertising Rapid.
You want it to swallow and work as it touches your tongue.
Correct.
Basically,
you've got a bulging
headache.
Who on earth wants it to last longer? I find it one of the strangest forms of marketing I've ever seen.
Mm. Mm. Well, you used to even predict your headaches, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Well, you'd have one before you went to bed.
Oh, yeah. Ended up very, very sick doing that. There was a thing going around for a while when I was a young lad going out on the town where you'd take anti-inflammatory when you went to bed because a lot of the headache from grog.
Now, do not do this at home, ladies and gentlemen. Do not do this at home.
Your brain swells up. That's what happens.
What happens?
Well, a lot of the headache with grog.
Yeah.
So your brain swells. And so anti-inflammatory reduces that.
Is that dehydration or not? Is that what it causes?
Well, that's another form of it as well, another side effect. But I got very crook doing that once.
Yep.
Mm, so I don't recommend it.
You got crook once or you got crook as a result of doing it a number of times?
No. Well, that I'll never know, but I ended up in hospital with it. Yeah, it wasn't good. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we can find out more about this. Let's go to a Choice magazine, Tom Godfrey. Tom, good morning.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Hey, Tom, we think that this class action, $3.5 million that Nurofen are having to pay out, surely that's loose change. I mean, Nurofen is on every shelf of every store in Australia.
Yeah, look, it doesn't seem like the biggest amount, but a win nonetheless, because this was seriously dodgy stuff. The targeted pain relief claims were just utter nonsense. I think going back to around 2010, we first delivered Nurofen with a shonky. But I think, as consumers, it's just a timely reminder. Always question what you're being told, particularly if a company is seeking to eke out a price premium from you, because these painkillers, they're all the same. So it's all ibuprofen. You just need to look for what amount you're getting, and it's usually 200 milligrams.
So right. Tom, just to help me here, so was did everyone pay a premium for the period pain one or the back pain as opposed to normal Nurofen? Is that what the issue is? Because okay, they did. Because if it still worked and it was the same price, it probably wouldn't be an issue, would there?
Well, there's two things here. One is creating the perception with the community that if you've got two different types of pain that you need to have two different types of these painkillers. So, I've got a back pain and I've got a headache. Oh, well, I've got to have one of each. That's just really confusing and potentially pretty dangerous.
Yep.
The other is these targeted painkillers. Well, they came at a premium. And really, I think Nurofen needs to take a long, hard look at the way they're treating their customers.
All right. Good on you, Tom. Thanks for that. Tom Godfrey from Choice Magazine. Ruin Dits here on Triple M.
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Let's say good morning to Pete Hellier. How are you, Pete?
Morning, guys. Usually I'm not in on a Thursday, but I just thought I'd ring in. I saw Yeti just down the road, and I just thought you might want to know about that.
Thank you.
Unidentified strawny.
Oh, God. Actually, it might be the weed. It's just the weed, actually. Yeah.
The weed.
Actually, before I get into what I actually want to talk to you, my heart's still thumping. I tell you what, if the AFL don't introduce a mercy rule, that game should have been shut down at halftime. 50 points up. How does that happen?
Fitness is not Strawny's key or Collingwood's key, is it?
Mate, that was showing you in the coach's box. I'm pretty much laughing at you, Roo. You were there looking despondent.
Hey.
You know.
Who had the last laugh, Pete?
What happened? Because, I've never seen a team that looked so incapable of scoring to a team that scored just so easily.
Yeah. Mm.
What happened?
Pete, were you alive? I don't know how old you are. Were you alive, when the great grand final draw of 77, Collingwood led by about that margin that day as well, and North Melbourne came back and drew, didn't they?
I was 2 years old. I was dealing with a nappy, my own nappy, which was more fun than watching that particular grand final. I can say that. But just staying on footy, I was watching recently Dylan Grimes from the Richmond Footy Club. He's had a pretty good year. He's done what a lot of footballers do as part of their contract. They go out to schools and they chat to the students. They get them excited about AFL, and it's always very inspiring. I'm sure Roo, you would have visited a few schools in your time.
Yeah, had a big impact.
Well, I still remember when I was a kid. I remember Tony Shaw coming out. And Tony Shaw seemed like a giant to me when he came out. That's how long ago that was.
This was 3 or something, was it?
I was probably about 5 or 6. I remember Peter Moore coming out. He did seem like a giant.
He was a giant.
Mark Williams, I remember coming out.
He would have taken over the class. Chocolate.
What happened was, I remember this so clearly. I told him this when he came. He used to come on before the game. He came out and he had a footy. He probably only brought the one footy with him. And he said, I'm going to give this footy to anyone who can answer this question. And I was, pretty tall for that group. And he goes, who won the Copeland Trophy at Collingwood last year? And what I did to look smaller, because I thought he's going to choose one of the small kids. So I squatted down and I put my hand up. And he chose me. I was about 3 back and he chose me. I was like, I've got this. And I thought to myself, it's obviously him. He obviously won it because, why would he ask?
Yeah.
And I said, you did, Mr. Williams. And he won it, I think, the year before. But, buddy, Wes Fellows won it that year.
Wes Fellows.
In my defense, Wes Fellows should not have won the Copeland Trophy.
That would have been rigged to save some money out of incentive payouts when you were going broke, Collingwood.
So I go to the footy home with him.
Can I give you a little bit of trivia here? Now, Alice the Wag, who rings you, our producer...
Yeah,
their family cat was called Wes Fellows.
It's true. Oh, does.
That's true.
Because they're mad Collingwood supporters.
Every time I come on to talk to you, we have a little catch-up about how the Pies went on the weekend. But, that makes complete sense. So, anyway, so Dylan Grimes in the Richmond Footy Club goes to a school this week, and I tell you what, he's surrounded by about 3 or 4 kids. Listen to the audio. They really put him through his paces here.
GWS as well. Who else?
No,
I didn't mean it. Not allowed to hit players. You get in trouble for that.
No. Smash on me.
Yeah. Alrighty, so who's your favourite players?
What happened there, Pete? I couldn't call it.
The audio was a little bit tricky, but he's trying to talk about different clubs and all that. The kid's gone, didn't you hit someone a few weeks ago? And he's like, no, you don't hit anyone. He's like, yeah, you smashed somebody.
not quite the message he was trying to get across.
No, and I believe the MRP are opening up their case now, so he might be in a bit of trouble.
They've called that kid as a witness.
The kids are probably more consistent anyway.
Good on you, Pete. Thanks for joining us, mate, and we'll see Pete on the project on Channel 10. I'm rocking the
suburbs. Triple M Suburban Songs. Friday night, I'm highly off my mind. With Dave Gleason from the Screaming Jets.
Oh, good morning, boys. It's a sad day.
Good morning, boys.
Oh, is this the last time you're coming in?
I think we've covered every suburb in Adelaide, is that right?
Oh, gee.
Well, probably not.
We're not doing another.
No Norton Summit.
No.
Which is good. Crap in your own nest.
You don't want a local cop picking you up on the way home from April, do you? Yeah. You said he was corrupt.
Let's refresh our memories. Last week we went down south, long way
it's
south.
A long way to a crop town and has a freeway toll. It's a long way to a crop town and has a freeway toll.
Right. So it is sad news today. It's our last one. Well, for now, we reckon we'll bring these back later in the year.
I can see it coming.
We've set you a task this week, Lisa. And what is it?
Well, we had to kind of just mash in as many names as we could that we'd left out over the last bunch of weeks. It's been fantastic to have a job every, at least something to do on a Thursday morning. It's been awesome.
Just a reason to get out of bed.
But, the great Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yeah.
We Didn't Miss Your Suburb.
Oh, of course. Glazed. It lends itself to
You've
it. Let's
done it least. Again.
Here we go.
Man,
Manningham, Otway Park, Home, Larks Bay, Brownhill Creek, Morford Vale, still lots more to show. Uluberry, Kensington, Yatalunga, Tennyson, Cooper's Beer, West End Beer, get me two to go. Mano, Parabodin, Englevale, North Haven, Glendore, McGill and Skye, and that place that rhymes with Skye. Ironbank, Hawthorn Dean, SA's got a submarine, Cowandilla, Paralowie, Footy Park, goodbye. We didn't miss your suburb, it was always coming since the comp's been running. We may have missed your suburb, no we didn't ride it, a simple oversight shit. Nova Gardens, Dernan Court, Kilburn and Largs, North Cowandilla, Paravista, New City Block, Clarendon, Darlington, Happy Valley, Brighton, Moree, Alta, Waterfall, CM's know how to rock. Camry Crows, Kenny's Jeans, City's got a winning team, Cherry Garden, Seacliff Park, Brighton Beach, there's a show, Marino, Para Hill, Tattachilla, Valley View, Clanby, and the Pat, very smelly poo. We didn't miss your summer, it was always coming since the comp's been running. We may have missed your summer, no we didn't ride it, a simple oversight shit.
Hey, hang on, one query. The Crows got a mention. Where's my mom?
I did say something about that. I said, Dits will hate it if there's no port.
Great job.
There.
Great job. Well done. And it's been a lot of fun over the week.
That's been great.
Well,
fantastic.
Yeah, sad though.
It
last
is sad.
One.
You're not going to be an internet sensation. What are you going to do?
I'm going to release these as an album. Don't worry about that.
What, Gleeso?
No worries, boys. Thank you.
See you, Gleeso.
Comes in.
Triple M's 40K kick for victory.
Straight in front. Federal in. This is unbelievable.
Thanks to Victory. For verandas, carports, patios, loomers and fencing, Victory is everything.
Oh, here he is, the man. He's in the studio. He will be on the spot on Sunday Roo down at the Adelaide Oval. Forbesy.
G'day, guys.
Good
how
morning.
You going?
Good on you, mate. You nervous? You sleep last night?
Oh, I slept with a few twitches in the old legs and the old ankle, so hopefully we should be all right.
Did you have a dream or anything?
Oh, I dreamt of probably stubbing my foot into the ground.
Glass half empty or something, eh?
No. I've kicked one from there about 15 years ago in a grand final for the Broadview Tigers. But,
beautiful.
First goal in the grand final it was a beautiful left foot from a little staggy. But
Are you a lefty?
No. He kicked the left foot to me and I dobbed it with the right foot.
Right.
Directly in front.
How far out?
About 38, I reckon it was.
38.
So did you play in a Broadview premiership?
No, we lost.
No!
Perhaps
you should have kicked a few more goals.
10 points and then lost to the same team the year after as well. It's stupid.
Was that Division 1?
That was the one reserves. Yeah, so... Yeah.
Staggy, I'm starting to sense a lot of negativity in your thinking. And
he's not Staggy. Staggy kicked the ball to him.
Yeah.
This is Forbesy.
It was a beautiful kick to me. Hit me right.
Forbesy. Yeah. There's a lot of negativity going on here, all right? And you need to get rid of that. Visualisation is a very important part of kicking goals. You need to see yourself kicking the goal and you need to see everything happening right before your eyes. If you start thinking you're going to miss, you're going to stub your toe, there's every chance you actually are going to. So let's get that out of the system.
No, I think...
Unless you want to miss and blow a massive chance.
Yeah, no, listen to your wise words and drop the ball onto the boot just perfectly.
Are we going to go for a kick after this?
Oh, I hope so. Okay.
Can I just tell you how the day started? Tell us what happened this morning when you went to come in.
I was all nice and vibrant and up and nice and early. Did a little bit of exercise to try and get some pump into the guns. And went out to the van and the work van was flat.
He's had to get the cab in here.
So I got the cab in here for a lazy $54.
For the better,
things are going bad at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah,
really?
So I thought I was running late and I was trying to ring to say that I'm coming late, but I got here on time. And
did you bring some gear to change?
I got my boots and my tight shorts and it should be all good.
So beautiful.
Socks. Have you decided on the distance? Because you know the rules. It doesn't have to be 40 metres.
Well, I don't know. Like, does the ball have to travel over the line or does it just go straight through?
Good point. Let's find out on the technicality on that.
We'll get back to you on that. Has to be a goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's got to be between that 30 and 40 range, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a risk taker? Oh, generally?
Sometimes I am. Yeah. 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 Generally, I'll
20
metres
for 20 grand.
Yeah.
You couldn't miss from 20, could you?
No. Even if you did
stub your toe, didn't
you?
No,
I hope not. No. So we might try and go for 26 metres. 26 has been a good number, but it's sort of.
What position did you play?
Fullback. So,
you can't
so
kick.
So, hopefully, it should be all right. But the kickouts are like awesome.
Yeah, but it's easy so, there because you're not aiming for anything. You can just lean back and go boom. It's when you go to the forward True. Line, you actually got the money shot. Yeah. That's when the pressure tends to come on.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, we'll get it through. We'll get all it right. through.
Now,
it'll be good.
You got anyone supporting you on Sunday? Who's coming along?
Well, I Travis don't know. Yeah, so I don't really know. Yeah, I don't even know who I'm allowed to bring. Am I allowed to bring anyone?
I don't know.
Yeah. We don't bring someone.
If
they got a ticket.
Yeah, we'll put a few names into the drawer and we'll see who gets pulled out.
All right. Well, let's go down and have a little run after.
So you
show.
Two are going for a training kick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, we are.
That's good, Roo.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm taking 50% of you.
I'll cut you a deal at 10%.
No, 50.
Now, you going to work today, Forbesy, or not?
I might do. You might afternoon, do. Maybe.
Well, you I'm run taking, your own show, do you?
No, I'm an account manager, but I've sort of cleared it with the boss yesterday.
This
and he signed the form.
Head, eh?
So, oh, well, they
You're not
going to
retire on 30 grand, you know that.
Oh, I might take a week off.
You better name the company if he's giving you the day off. But tell us who you work for.
It's a place called Main Air. So
Main Air.
So we do air conditioning and service and maintenance, and we're your main air conditioning provider. So
right, okay.
That's the theory,
and you're down there near the basketball stadium.
Yeah, over on Beverly there on Too Good Avenue.
Too Good Avenue.
That's better. So now you're starting to get a bit more confident. Yeah, that's so, better.
No, we provide a good service, so if you need anything, by all means, give us a call. 8340-9992.
Right. Now, you play for Broadview Seas at the moment.
Yep.
How's the season going?
Oh, horrible.
Really?
Haven't won a game.
This has been doom and gloom from the start.
The whole club's sort of gone a little bit.
What's happened since Wade left?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So a few people followed him and a few people went out country way, but we've got ourselves off the bottom two of the ladder in the A grade, so out of relegation zone at the moment. So hopefully we can keep out of that and stay in Div 2.
All right, well, let's focus on Sunday when you're going to be kicking for up to $40,000 cash. This is once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, mate. So let's go and have a bit of a kick after the show. Get yourself absolutely primed. Get rid of the negative thoughts. And then on Sunday, you're going to get out there and kick a massive goal, all right?
Excellent, indeed.
Beautiful. Good on you, Forbesy. Thanks
you
for coming in.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our catch-up podcast for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella.
They're closer than you think.
104.7 Triple M.